Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Follow the Money is brought to you by ProfitX, and right now their King of March promotion is giving bettors a shot at free trips worth up to $10,000. Use the promo code VSiNMM to get started with ProfitX. Thanks for watching the show, as always, on YouTube TV, listening on Sirius XM channel 158, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or any of our great affiliates. In this hour, bottom of it, Steve Wiss on the program, his best bets in soccer this weekend, and a lot of college basketball to come, including our best bets within pocket plays. Let me run down some numbers, Paulie, for Friday's games. These will tip before our show begins in the morning out here in the West Coast. In the Big Ten, Michigan is a 13.5-point favorite at DraftKings right now against Ohio State. Total is 154.5. The Buckeyes with a win today by 3 points over Iowa to advance here now to the quarterfinals of the Big Ten. Big number there for a one seed to be laying.
Yep, I know. And this one even surprised me. We just got the Illinois number.
Oh, okay.
Illinois is 8.5 against Wisconsin. Come on now.
How is that possible?
Wisconsin's got a good team. That is. Humans makes it 5, comes out 8.5. He's going to go right back to the window and take Wisconsin. He wanted Wisconsin. He got a much better price.
Hey, Luke, do you mind looking up projection sites on that game if they have it posted already? I'm dying to see what, like, Torvik, Haslam, Greg Peterson here at VEASAN, what they make the number. 8.5, just, it feels like an automatic play on Wisconsin at that number.
Yep.
I can't, I mean, that's, and the total is 155.5. Illinois's got a very good offense. They have a not-so-hot defense. That's a gigantic number. SEC, Tennessee is 1.5 against Vandy. Tennessee somehow covered today against Auburn.
I'm with humans. Hard to get a read on Tennessee. You get a great performance or absolutely lousy.
Well, it's a very easy team to get a read on with the other SEC game, and that's Florida.
Yeah.
They are 11.5-point favorites against Kentucky. Kentucky has won 2 games now in this tournament. They covered today against Missouri. That total is 159.5. They just played over the weekend. That was at Rupp. Florida had a massive lead at halftime, and Kentucky cut into it in the second half. I will point this out. This is something that we brought up on the air, thanks to David Bierman. Florida, going back to last year, has been excellent at covering second-half numbers, with the exception of Kentucky. Now, they beat Kentucky both times this year. The first time, it was dead even in the second half. This last game, and that could be their, look, it's senior day, it's the final game in the regular season. We're up by 19, I think, at halftime. We can coast here. But Kentucky made it look respectable, way more respectable than the actual game was.
Okay. Virginia 3.5 against Miami in the semis tomorrow. And I'm surprised Arizona's only 4.5 against Iowa State.
Ooh. Just played. Arizona got him by, what, 16?
Yeah.
73-57.
But Iowa State's been great so far in the tournament.
Yeah, and Otzelberger can be good. He can go on good runs in this tournament as well. And what else are we looking at here for tomorrow? Anything else on the board so far?
That's all I see. That's new, relatively new. Yep.
6.5, by the way, is the number for Illinois and the Badgers at a lot of those sites. Okay. I think 8's too many. 8.5's too many anyway. So UMass, who won today over Miami, so the undefeated full season, not going to happen for the Red Hawks. UMass, the 8 seed, catching 3.5 against Toledo tomorrow. And I think once the...
This is ridiculous. Akron has just blown a 13-point lead with 4 minutes left.
Wait, what's the score then?
They're up 2 with 30 seconds. When we were talking to humans, it was 71-58. They didn't score. There's 30 seconds left. They didn't score for 4 minutes. They're up 2 against Buffalo. Now, they're minus 21.5 in, made the free throw. They're up 3. They're 4,000 in play. I mean, come on. You can grab 15-1 on Buffalo. He got the ball down 3. It was 71-58. And they didn't make a basket till they just knocked down some free throws. No lead is safe here. What's going on with the choke jobs all over college basketball?
Yeah.
Hold on to a lead.
So, you got 73-70 right now?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at as well.
They must have got a stop because it went to 4.5 in play. 10 seconds left. My gosh.
Oh, man. Well.
That would have been a monster upset.
because I was looking at, again, prediction sites. They keep this stuff up all the time. And I looked at Akron to win the MAC moments ago, and you basically had to lay more than $3 for them to win.
Sure. Look at the path. Yeah.
Now, does that come back down a little bit after they have they almost gave this game up today? Probably not. But
I don't think so. They just had a bad 4 minutes. You're going to get Kent State in the next round.
Wow.
You just killed them on the road. You lost one. He must have missed the front end of the 1-1. 8 seconds, 2.5 minus 240 in play. Buffalo 20-1 on a money line.
Oh, Jesus. All right, well,
oh my God.
We'll keep updating that number. You have Dayton at higher than 7-1 to win the A-10.
Yeah, I like them.
They are...
And it's a play against St. Louis, too.
Okay.
Dayton plays the Bonnies.
Yeah, they're 6.5 in that game.
Yep.
The Bonnies are the 13 seed. They upset Mason today.
Yep, and Dayton just killed St. Louis a week ago. So I like my matchup if that's the matchup in the semifinals.
And for the record, St. Louis are laying the same number against 9-seeded George Washington. That's 6.5.
Yep. GW also had a big lead and almost blew it, but they got it there by 4 points today. So I think there's a path there for Dayton to make the final. Don't know if they can beat VCU, but maybe, like Heumann said, maybe they don't play VCU and we get some upsets.
Sure.
Also, VCU last four in from Lenardi, and they're going to need a couple wins to solidify their spot. He has Auburn out after their loss.
He does. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Indiana also out.
They should be.
Miami of Ohio last four byes. Not last four in, last four byes. No play-in for Miami of Ohio.
No play-in for them as of right now. FanDuel has St. John's 7.5 against Seton Hall. This is from Steve Mackin and vsin.com. In the Big East tournament, only three of the last 25 Big East quarterfinal teams that had a round one bye have lost to a team that already played. 16-9 ATS. So that was the Johnnies today. They got it done and they covered. That goes to 17-9 ATS. You still have two more games coming up tonight. UConn would fit that bill. So would Villanova. And Big East tournament favorites in the 5 to 9.5 point range. 25-13 straight up, but only 13-25 ATS last 12 years. It was 2-0 straight up in ATS last year, but Nova fits that tonight, laying 7.5 against Georgetown. And double-digit favorites. St. John's was a double-digit favorite. UConn is tonight. Entering this tournament, 13-3 ATS since 2006. Johnny's covered, makes it 14-3. UConn again, pending in. They played Xavier twice this year and blasted them both times.
Okay. Grand Canyon, 9-4 lead over Nevada. 6 minutes in, winner gets Utah State in the semis. Utah State was fantastic, taking out UNLV today. And Grand Canyon took money in the market in this game, and it should be a pretty good game coming up here. Nevada just made a free throw. And I believe Akron hung on. I don't know what's taking so long.
It looks like
to
it,
update,
but yeah,
it
slow
went off
to
the board. But that's.
Yeah. I'll give you some more trends here from courtesy of Mackinnon. In the Mountain West Conference, since 2011, favorites of 5.5 points or fewer, 46-25 ATS. Only five of the last 34 such games have resulted in outright upsets. San Diego State is 5.5 against Colorado State. New Mexico, they're laying too big. So the one that would fit there would be San Diego State against Colorado State in that game tonight. And totals when they're 150 or more in the Mountain West Conference, 9-2 under.
Okay.
81.8%. But I think that goes to now 10-2 because UNLV Utah State stayed under. And then you get San Jose State and New Mexico tonight with a total of around 153 that would fit that one. Good numbers. I highly recommend that you become a VSiN Pro subscriber. And you can check it out every single day. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. Mackinnon is the man.
He is. Absolutely. 1 second left. Buffalo ball.
They put a second back on it, huh?
Yep.
Well, that did you see, by the way, the bad beat today, the first half in the Miami game?
Yes.
With the total? It's 37 apiece.
0.5 seconds left. Ball under their own hoop. UMass threw it length of the court. Turnover. And then a Miami of Ohio basket. Somehow.
They lob it up. The guy's there for the easy lay-in.
Yeah.
So that goes over. That the total goes over that way. That's impossible to happen, and it did.
That was sick.
Tonight I'm on that UConn UConn Xavier over. Kind of a bad number. Now about a point of bad CLV on my side, but I played it over 151.5. Xavier likes to play in these crazy games. They've been one of the best over teams all year long, and hopefully they think the best recipe is to get UConn to play their game and up and down the court, and maybe they foul a lot late. I don't know. Guy can dream here.
Guy can dream.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's and I did bet Davis again tonight.
Sure. Like that.
They were super impressive last night.
They were.
It also fits the angle from our producer, Luke.
There you go.
2-0 last night.
Follow the Money brought to you by ProphetX. King of March gives you a shot at free trips worth up to $10,000. 1,000 in volume enters you for the $5,000 trip. 10,000 enters you for a $10,000 trip. Win 10 pregame spreads or totals across the tournament. Hit your volume goal and you're in. Flights, hotels, your choice, the destination, all on ProphetX. Every additional 10 wins gets you back in the running. Download the app, code VSINMM to compete. Become the King of March. Get in there. See what you're made of. Strut your stuff and win a big prize. Only on ProphetX, code VSINMM.
Grand Canyon 10-5 over Nevada right now. Yeah, Akron 73-70. It's official. That's a final against Buffalo in the MAC. So they will advance to the next round of that tournament with no Miami as they lost today.
That was a winner. 164 bet down to 158.5. They are betting all these MAC games under.
Up next, we're going to play one of the biggest loads of BS you're ever going to hear with somebody involved with an NFL team. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Live in Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino is your spot. We're going to get best bets from Steve Wiss coming up in about 15 minutes. Soccer for the weekend. Updated scores right now that we have in college basketball. Duquesne leading Rhode Island, 38-28. Second half is just underway. Early stages, Mountain West, Grand Canyon 10, Nevada 7. And South Carolina State leads Norfolk State by a score of 17-6. We have games tipping off here in just a little bit.
Bit of a dead zone. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But we do get Purdue Northwestern coming up in 15 minutes and then a loaded 7 p.m. slate as well. But I agree with Humans. 13.5 with Purdue now?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty high number, man.
Kent State looks cheap coming up the final game in the MAC. Winner gets Akron. I think it was Hoops. Hoops likes Louisiana Tech, I believe. They're playing Conference USA quarterfinal, Middle Tennessee. Yeah, Hoops likes Louisiana Tech. Good write-up, VSiN.com. The one seed is out, Liberty. And this is a bizarre schedule. They come back. The semis are tomorrow morning. Louisiana Tech and Middle Tennessee. And then you got the games in 45 minutes. Well, isn't Houston too much?
That 10? Seems like a big number again. I'm going to end up being on, I think, a bunch of dogs. Northwestern is one of them. Here's the thing. Houston was 10.5 a little bit earlier today. Yeah, I still think where it's at seems like it's a bit much. Uh-huh. BYU third game in 3 days.
Yeah.
Might factor into that.
And
go ahead.
Well, I was going to point out, here's where the rollover parlay is better, though. Because I bet Western Kentucky 7-1 to win Conference USA. I got the one. See, they just beat Liberty 2 weeks ago. I got the one seed out, but I'm 1.5 in the 3-6 game.
Yeah.
So that's where the rollover parlay is better, and that's coming up at 6:00 as well. If you want a future, and I think TCU Kansas could be a great game and a lot of points in that one.
Do you have a bet on that? Did you bet the over then?
Dead, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I like TCU too. In that game.
They're sneaky dangerous, man.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, this is a huge game late in the SEC. The door's open for Oklahoma. Lenardi has them last four out. All these teams are losing. They beat A&M and they win another one. I think they're going to play their way in. Mm-hmm. So Porter Moser from getting fired to maybe getting an extension. I mean, they're 18-14 and won yesterday, and you beat A&M and you get another one. They're going to have a strong case because you're running out of teams to put in here. Because Indiana lost and they're out. Can't improve. New Mexico, they play a cupcake. They're not going to help their case. It's open. Doors open for Oklahoma.
I wanted to bet that game to go over tonight. Oklahoma can put up, they can play in a game with a bunch of points. A&M plays that hectic style as well. Uh-huh. I saw it dip down to 159.5 today. I think that was right around showtime. And I didn't have time to get it in. I'm like, I'd take that number. Uh-huh. Now it's back up to 162.5. So like that Clemson game against North Carolina with the point spread, some of these numbers are, bettors are having fun with it all day today.
They bet a lot of these games under coming up. Purdue, 145 down to 139. UCLA, 145 down to 141. Georgia, 162 down to 156. BYU, 152 down to 145. Colorado State, San Diego State, 145 down to 140.5. UC Davis, 159 down to 154.5.
That time of year. Right, deeper into the tournaments that we get, more games.
I'm with humans, though.
Title pending, and you get more defensive-minded.
Yeah, but also, but I'm concerned about the shenanigans late with this, all the scramble points and the fouling.
All right, so huge week in sports. I mean, the one night alone had Bam Adebayo going for 83 points. USA lost to Team Italy, and they were like laying 5.5 runs in the game. They lost outright. They were getting blasted 8-0. And the Baltimore Ravens said, nah, you know what? We're going to go back on our deal with the Raiders for Max Crosby, and we don't want him anymore. We're sending him back to Las Vegas. We want our picks back. Like, what the hell happened? Here is their GM, Eric DaCosta, trying to make sense of it.
I mean, I understand it. You know, I understand it. We live in that age of skepticism and people question, especially people that don't really know me or know the Ravens culture and the Ravens organization. So I understand it. As I said at the beginning, we've got a responsibility. I've got a responsibility to the Ravens, to this community, to our fans, and to Steve Bisciotti to do what we think is best for the club. And that's what we always try to do. Every decision we make is based on this idea. Is this the best thing for the Ravens? It's very, very challenging. Again, I understand how people might maybe from afar would feel that way. But nobody's more upset about this than me, gutted by it, actually. And so a big regret for me. But we will move on as a football team. And I think there's many, many opportunities for us to grow as a team, to become a better team, to build a roster, and to be the team that we want to be.
That is a hell of a soundbite. And in it, when you really chop it down into that 5-second window where he said, nobody is, what was the actual word?
Now gutted. More gutted than
me. Well, he said, nobody's more upset than me. Yeah. I'm gutted, actually. And I have regrets. What do you regret? I don't get that part of it.
A lot of hot air. In what world did you think you could extend Lamar Jackson, sign Crosby, and Hendrickson? A Raider source. You have to be stupid and ignorant to think you could sign Crosby and Hendrickson in free agency. What a terrible fabrication.
That's the way that they were playing it off. Well, we thought we could get both of them. You did?
They saw the buyer's remorse, and they saw the market drop on Hendrickson and said, well, the hell with it. We'll sign Hendrickson and keep the picks.
Yeah, did they think that they were going to trade two first-round picks for Max Crosby, and then Hendrickson was going to say, hey, I'll take the veteran minimum to come and play with you alongside Max Crosby? Is that the way it would have been accomplished? I mean, that is like the biggest heaping pile of BS that you're going to hear from anybody with an NFL team, I think, this entire year. Nobody's more upset than me. I'm gutted, actually.
Yeah.
Full of regrets.
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah. The owner probably said, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, no kidding.
He's 30 years old.
And now it's like, again, the more that we're... What are the Raiders going to do?
God, I don't know. What would you do?
Well, Crosby came out and said last night, okay, here we go.
We run it back.
We're going to run it back. I'm with the team now.
Yeah.
Don't believe anything you hear. Believe half of what you see is what he put out on social media.
God. Because then they just could have done the deal with the Cowboys.
Of course.
But that ship sailed now.
What is that phone call like now with Dallas? Do you actually pick up the phone and have the conversation?
They said they're out, but I mean, it'd be discounted now. I mean,
but Jerry is a total unknown here and a wild card. He's one guy who would probably still make the move.
I would have done that deal anyways. I would rather have the one, the two, and a player.
Yeah, but it depends on the player.
Yeah. But they pulled a fast one on the league.
Would you take a one with Brandon Aubrey for Max Crosby? You said that you'd give up a two for him the other day.
I'd give up a two, yeah.
Yeah.
He's available for a two. And then $6.5 million. That's what Fairbairn got. That's what the Texans gave him. But the best weapon in football, the best kicker in NFL history, available for a two, why not?
I thought about that more this week.
What'd you think?
If you're close, if you think that you're close, right? If you're a perennial playoff team.
And listeners throughout Green Bay.
That's the team. I keep coming back to them.
Yes.
Bad special team seemingly every single year, going back for a long time here. But you still have an overall roster that's good enough to be a playoff team and then maybe be on. Would you give up a two? You gave up two number ones for Micah Parsons. Would you give up number two to the same team for Brandon Aubrey? Because that solves your kicking problems then for the next how much? Like his leg, Steph Curry could be a 3-point shooter in the NBA till he's 45 if he wants. He'll lose a step and he's not going to be as quick and everything like this. Brandon Aubrey's going to go from what he is today to making 55 yarders in 10, 15 years from now. That leg is still going to be there a long time down the road.
I would do it. Absolutely. 90% career from 50 plus.
Numbers don't lie.
Come on. Can swing a bunch of games. McNeely, Hodges, Straka, all 5 under. Thigala, 4 under. He's on 16.
One more thing on him real quick. Sorry.
Sure.
You also play a lot of games in bad weather in Green Bay. He might be weatherproof. Are you going to trust him in the snow, in the cold, and maybe a little bit of wind from 49 yards out? I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's got a bazooka for a leg.
Yeah. Download the free Upside app. Use code NETWORK. Start earning real cash back on gas, groceries, and dining. Just open the app. Claim a cash back offer at a location near you. Shop as usual and earn real cash back. It's that easy. Get the Upside app. Cash out directly to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. 5 million people already earning, using it. One of the easiest ways to save on everyday purchases. Download it now. Code NETWORK. 25 cents back per gallon on your first tank. Offers vary by user and location. See upside.com for details.
The NBA never sleeps. There's a huge card tonight. And soccer never sleeps. So there's a lot going on. But we love talking to our next guest, Meat Man. He comes loaded every single week with a ton of bets that he likes. He has them in the prim this week. And he's got... League 2 as well, which we always love with the lower leagues. Get his best bets in soccer this weekend next here on VSiN.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Follow the Money is brought to you by PropertyX, and right now you could be winning a $5,000 or a $10,000 trip during March Madness. Check out King of March and use the code VSINMM. Best Bet Soccer coming up in a minute. We do have breaking news in the National Football League. Moments ago came out reports saying that Kyler Murray is going to sign a one-year deal with the Vikings. 1 year. Owed $36.8 million from the Cardinals. So he's going to go to the Vikings on a one-year contract for the veteran league minimum.
I'm excited.
How excited?
Good move. Tip top.
You're going to have 60-71 in pocket, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you going to have MVP in pocket?
No, I will not do that. No. MVP, come on. That's good news, though. Meat Man, good to talk to you. Steve Wiss, the Butcher, on the Progressive Guest Line. He joins us now. Meat Man Soccer on X. Let's start. Good to see you. Let's start with total in Saturday's match, 8 a.m. Pacific, Burnley and Bournemouth, over 2.5. What say you, Meat Man?
Well, hey, guys. I hope you're doing really well. Got a few meaty plays today to get stuck into. But we start with this over in Burnley-Bournemouth, over 2.5 goals, -137. Because, I mean, the rules with Bournemouth usually are back the over when they're playing away from home. 10 out of 14 away games for Bournemouth this season have gone over.
Mm-hmm.
Some of their matches recently have been more low scoring, but it's not been for lack of chances. So I think they just need to convert a few more. And Burnley are just kind of in a phase now where they've got to swing hard, like a boxer. you know, they're going to lose on points. They need a couple of knockout blows. And I mean, some of their games have been wild of late. They lost 4-3 in their last home match to Brentford. They lost they beat Crystal Palace 3-2. Early in the season, they were known for more low-scoring games, but four of their last five games at home now have been over 2.5 goals. So they don't look like winning matches 1-0. They can only win shootouts. I think we'll get an open game. Bournemouth may as well go for it. They're in the hunt for top 6-7 positions as well.
Sounds good. Under now, Arsenal, Everton, 2.5.
I think we're going to get quite a poor game, actually. Arsenal, well, you've got to remember, several Premier League teams are right in a sandwich here this weekend between fixtures in the Champions League, Europa League or Conference League. And I'm not sure I want to go near many of these teams. Arsenal only drew away against Bayer Leverkusen on Tuesday evening. They should win the home leg against them and progress, but I could see a bit of rotation. Premier League's still very, very important for Arsenal, of course, but they've got a bit of a gap now to Manchester City again. So they might just be a little bit below par, struggle a little bit to break Everton down. Everton will come with a defensive game plan under David Moyes. He's a very experienced manager. And they've got, obviously, the goalkeeper in Jordan Pickford, England's number one. He's a fantastic shot stopper. He's made some brilliant saves recently. So I think he could frustrate Arsenal for a bit. Most likely score Arsenal 1-0 or 2-0 win. And they probably score from a set piece or a corner. So under 2.5 goals, minus 110. That's what I like here. I think we're going to get quite a poor game.
All right. This is a huge match. I'm shocked at the price. This is a relegation battle. West Ham near the bottom of the table, tied with Nottingham Forest and 1 point below Tottenham, which we'll get to in a second. Can they take their FA Cup momentum into this battle? And Man City's at a low price. What do you think?
I'm going to oppose Manchester City. I opposed them last weekend and it didn't work well for me. But I think West Ham are probably playing better than Newcastle in a way. They are fighting for their lives. Every point matters. They're scrapping so hard. And, you know, they've only lost two of their last eight games. So this is a team that's not easily beaten. I'm going to take them double chance here, plus 115. I wouldn't actually be even surprised if West Ham won the game. Mm. And I nearly considered putting them up on the money line, to be honest, guys, because City were just so bad midweek. They lost at Real Madrid 3-0, and I can't get that performance out of my head. They're not out of that tie. They're going to play Real Madrid again. So this is a sandwich weekend for Manchester City against a West Ham team that, like you rightly said, Paulie, they've got a lot of momentum now. They're doing well in the FA Cup as well, playing far better soccer. I'm going to chance my arm with West Ham United. And, you know, this bet might not be for everyone because City will be a popular play as well and West Ham are in the relegation zone. I really think they can give City some problems. This is not the vintage Manchester City of 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
Well, this is a side that probably is just the second best team in the league only now.
That's it. Okay. So I want to tie in both of those, the last matches that you talked about. Man City does have a match in hand against Arsenal, but they're also 7 points back. Are you basically calling this for Arsenal?
Yeah, I think Arsenal will have still some stuttering moments, but Manchester City just don't seem to have the depth anymore that they used to have. I mean, they drew against Nottingham Forest last time in the league, and they led twice in that game. That you can't do that if you want to win Premier League titles. It's not good enough. So I just think Manchester City now might have to focus on the FA Cup and the Carabao Cup final as well against Arsenal, because 7 points is a massive gap to make up, even though they've got a game in hand and they've got to play against each other.
Okay, let's go to Sunday. The kids still can't get the haircut. Man, you can't win five in a row. They came close, but you want to back Man United on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to just take Man United on the money line. Let's start this run of five wins in a row for the guy on looking for his haircut, because, again, they're going to get Aston Villa at a perfect time. Aston Villa just played tonight in the Europa League. They won in France, but only 1-0, and Aston Villa don't always perform that well after they played on Thursday nights in Europe. Manchester United have got a huge advantage in terms of they've had the whole week to prepare. In fact, they've had longer than that because they were knocked out of the FA Cup. So they've had nearly a two-week break to prepare. So there's absolutely no excuses for Man United. They have an excellent record in this fixture. And Aston Villa, for as good of a season as they've had overall, their form has been pretty poor. In fact, very poor since the start of February. Just 2 wins in all competitions in their last 8 games. So minus 137 on Manchester United might seem a little bit skinny for some, but when you weigh in all the external advantages that they've got here, then I think they just have to be a bet, simply straight on the money line.
Every time we talk to you, you're stunned that Tottenham's in this position, but it only gets worse. So you said it could be the biggest relegation story in Premier League history. Then they went out a couple days ago in the Champions League. They were down 4-0 20 minutes in. So what they on NBC Sunday, they take on Liverpool. Liverpool's $3. You're not going to lay that, but do you think this gets out of hand?
Yeah, I think there's a chance it could get massive for Liverpool, which is why it's worth taking them on the minus 2.5 handicap, plus 215. Obviously for this bet to win, you need Liverpool definitely to score at least 3 goals, possibly more. They've done that on 12 occasions this season, though. This is a team that scores a lot of goals. Tottenham were so bad against Atletico Madrid. They were so bad, they substituted off the goalkeeper after 15 minutes when they were 3-0 down. That never happens.
Yeah.
It's the manager, Igor Tudor, I don't see how he stays in the job. He's saying all the wrong things. He's coaching all the wrong things as well. And I believe they've only just kept him in because they think whoever's in charge, they'll lose this game anyway. And they might want a clean slate after this week and give someone else a chance. But I just think if Spurs lose, it could be a massive defeat again, because then everything about them is so bad, especially defensively.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are just, they're too soft. They're lacking a backbone to get involved in this relegation battle. So that's why I think at plus 215, it's worth definitely a nibble. Liverpool, if they win, I believe it could be quite a big, big win and pile even more misery on this Tottenham Hotspur team.
So the price is too high. We can't go against Sheffield Wednesday, Saturday, because you got to lay 2 goals. So you're not going to do that. But I know you're going to have a good tidbit here. We're going League Two with Fleetwood Town.
Money line on Fleetwood, minus 143. And, I mean, Tranmere are in shocking form. This might be the most out-of-form team in the entire English league pyramid right now. They've lost 11 of their last 12 league fixtures, which almost seems impossible in League Two, doesn't it? The standard of what's going on down there. But they are currently 7 points clear of the relegation zone, and they've got to be careful. They're looking over their shoulders. But they actually could be relegated if they keep this run of form up. But I see them losing again. Fleetwood are much the better team, unbeaten in 7 games of Fleetwood. They've had a few draws in that period. But if the form book continues as it is, this is a home win all day long. So we don't need to complicate it. I thought we would be sort of minus 175, even minus 200 on Fleetwood to win this game. That's how bad Tranmere have been of late. And the main problem has been the defence. The defence is so bad, they usually concede at least 2 goals in every game. And if you do that, then you are constantly fighting a losing battle, aren't you? So home win for me, Fleetwood money line, minus 143, probably definitely one of the best bets of the weekend.
Good luck, my man. Good to talk to you. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. You take care. See you soon.
Thanks, Steve. On Meatman, at Meatman Soccer on X, Because We Win Pod. And he was on the Progressive guest line, Steve Wiss, the Butcher. Good breakdown.
Love the analysis as always.
Yep.
From him.
All right. I'm excited. I know he was 38-48-1 in Arizona and only 1 trip to the playoffs, but this is a big upgrade for the Minnesota Vikings. Big move. And that division is vile and nasty. What a tough division.
So what happens if he plays out of his mind this year in a 1-year deal?
He's going to make a lot of money.
From the Vikings? And they're
good question.
They have punted fully on J.J. McCarthy?
I don't know about that. They say he's going to compete, but I think it's all but over.
Our best bets, we like to call them in-pocket plays, next here on VSiN.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're on.
Winner this morning with UMass. Forget the 7.5. They won outright. Miami of Ohio finally loses a game. They led by 9 with 7 minutes. And another implosion. McNeese to win the Southland. That's a winner as well. They thumped Stephen F. Austin yesterday. They're going to be a win another game in the tournament again coming up this year. That's the graded. Got some new plays and some pending. Joe Lenardi has them safely in. Looks like a loser. Santa Clara to make the tournament. No $1.15 from about a month ago. They got the huge win out here Monday against St. Mary's and beat them twice. Miami of Ohio, no, plus 320. Even though with the loss, they should be safely in. SEC, most bids, $2. I would say bye-bye Auburn, though, and probably bye-bye that ticket. UNLV to
win.
Why?
The ticket's done?
I think that's going to be, at best, a push. Push is a loser.
And they might lose to the Big Ten?
I think it's going to be even Steven.
Even though
be tough.
Indiana's out?
Yeah. Maybe I'll look at it. Maybe 10-9? Something like that? I'll look at it in a second. UNLV got blasted by Utah State earlier today. Full marks to the Aggies. They were swept during the regular season. UNLV never had a chance in that one. Western Kentucky to win Conference USA. We got good news yesterday. The one seed Liberty is out. Dayton to win the A-10, plus 750. They're in action tomorrow, laying 6.5. Akron to win the MAC, $1.15. That looks juicy. They won today, and the one seed Miami of Ohio's out to the new plays. Oilers are playing. You know what we got to do. Got to go first period over. If you want the over for the game, can't put you off that. They've scored 7+. They've had a combined 7+ goals in 13 of the last 14 games. So they take the Stars on play the Stars tonight. And then San Diego State to win the Mountain West. I'm with Montesano and also Humans, plus 330. Good path. I think they beat Colorado State and then match up well against New Mexico and absolutely match up well against Utah State if that's the final. And added more on the Clippers to make the playoffs at $1.80 and a nibble pizza money at 100-1 to win the division, which is only available at DraftKings. This schedule is a joke. I was laughing out loud reading the schedule last night after they were putting it on the T-Wolves and scored 150 points in 76 in the second half. They've won 6 of 7. The only loss was at San Antonio when they led by 25. Kawhi is playing at an MVP level. The Mathurin trade has been awesome. He's been great. Garland looks good. And you're running out of time with the division. I understand someone would have to implode. That's why it's 100-1. But I would say worst case, they're the 8th seed. And that means 2 chances to win 1 game. And they are better than Golden State. They're much better than Portland. And I would take them on a neutral against Phoenix as well. Good luck.
Have you looked at the West yet or no?
I don't think that's not possible because I'm gonna have to play San Antonio or OKC in the first round. How big you seeing?
First book I looked at was 150-1. Like, would you take 200-1 or higher? They just, it's one game, I get it. And they blew it, but they had the Spurs down big.
Let me watch the next 2 meetings. They play them twice at home coming up.
All right, college plays from yesterday. The evening slate went quite well. Lehigh won it outright. Plus a 2.5 against Boston U. They take down the Patriot League.
Yeah.
Davis, plus 5.5 against Santa Barbara. Wrong team favored. Okay, I'm on board.
Great call by Bruce.
Yep. UMass earlier today, plus 7.5 against Miami as well. So that was a nice evening / morning in college basketball. And I need to check this one first. That Morikawa might be a refund where I bet it.
Is that right?
Well, for the first round leader.
Okay.
The top 10 is not. So. I'm 99% where I bet the top 10 is going to be a loser.
Okay.
Because he teed off for one hole today, and then he withdrew. The pending Akron to win the MAC, minus 110. They almost blew that game today like you talked about, Paulie. I looked at a prediction market a little bit earlier. They were higher than $3 to win. We'll see where it reopens. The Johnnies to win the Big East, plus 210. UNLV got bounced today in the Mountain West. I got Colorado State 22-1 pending. First round leader, Siwoo Kim. That is absolutely going to be a loser. And Rory top 10, plus 230. New plays here moving forward. Xavier UConn tonight over 151.5. That game tips off in 10 minutes. I'm on negative CLB tonight. Watch for that game by a point. Davis again tonight running right back plus 1.5. Florida State plus 17.5 is available right now against Duke. And tomorrow, Wisconsin plus 8.5 against Illinois. That big number.
What's that total? That could be a fun game.
Actually, that might be a better look. I think it was mid-150s.
Mm.
That's where the Wisconsin game was at today against Washington flew over. So that's all I have. Best of luck, everybody.
All right. All right. 1912 Louisiana Tech. Good start for hoops. Show's brought to you by ProfitX, home of King of March. While everyone else is stressing over their bracket, you can be winning a free trip worth up to 10 grand. Win 10 pregame spreads or totals across the 67 games and hit your volume goal. You're entered. And every 10 additional wins earns you another entry. Flights, hotels, wherever you want to go, covered. Win 10, hit the volume, earn your shot. King of March, only on ProfitX. Sign up now, ProfitX, code VSINMM. Strut your stuff, show what you're made of. ProfitX, code VSINMM. At DraftKings, the Vikings are 55-1. At Caesars, they're 50-1. They're 38-1 here at Circa to win the Super Bowl. Kyler Murray to the Vikings.
I wonder if they took a bet here or if they have a high opinion on that move. Because they were definitely higher than 38-1. But the move was also, you could see it coming from 3 days away.
All right, here's Paul Charchian. It was the last available startable option. Minnesota had to have this. Murray goes on the Sam Darnold reclamation path. Doubt that they move McCarthy, but if they do, it's a sign he's viewed as unsalvageable. They invested a lot. He's young enough that he could still learn from the bench. And if Murray hits a home run here, he's a free agent next year. Do the Vikings sign him, or does he just get a big, is it Darnold part two, actually? Does he have a good year and then move on to somebody else? But I think it's a big upgrade at the position. Nasty division. Good move by the Vikings. And maybe JJ sits another year. You?
I mean,
what do you think of him?
I'm not a big Kyler Murray guy.
Right. I love the quote from a GM. You don't want to play him. You're scared to go against him, but you don't want him on your team. It's pretty good.
That feels about right.
Yeah.
Like I never have been. I made my feelings clear about him like almost during every single football season in previous years.
You like him over JJ though.
And I like him with the fresh start with this coach. Now, I want to say, like, the weapons he's going to have in Minnesota as well, but I did see somebody point out or try to make the point that Kyler Murray has not had a lot to work with in Arizona. Wrong.
Yeah.
They actually did a lot to make it try to work with him. The weapons that they... First of all, he was there with Larry Fitzgerald. They traded for DeAndre Hopkins, who I could say was still in his prime. They took Marvin Harrison, and Trey McBride is the best tight end in football. Didn't have weapons for the guy?
Did not have a rapport with Harrison at all.
No, not at all. Now, other parts of the team, like they did not have a great offensive line for a little while, but a lot of quarterbacks would make it look a lot better than he did. Hello, Jacoby Brissett, who did just that down the stretch last year. So I'm willing to give him another chance. But if it flops this year, is he playing center field for the Las Vegas A's?
Yeah. You're right. He better produce.
He's going to have to produce this year.
121 touchdowns, 60 picks in 7 seasons, 32 rushing touchdowns. Missed 3 games in 2021, 6 in 2022. 1 playoff appearance. Was awful in the loss against the Rams.
I'll never forget that INT.
The underhand throw from his own end zone. Yes.
Okay, so this is Warren Sharp. I think this is yesterday on Twitter. Kyler Murray, this is again... he said Kyler Murray might get cut. Teams don't want to trade for him for good reasons, plural. NFL's worst quarterback throwing down the field. Healthy, just one of the last 5 years. Played outdoors only 29% of his games. Mm. 1 game the last 4 years below 45 degrees. 1 game the last 4 years in rain. So now he goes to the NFC North. Hello, Chicago. Hello, Green Bay, playing outdoors.
Yep. I'm with you, though. 28 years old, and it's the coaching staff. So if they can make it, you can't rule anything out after Sam Darnold just won a Super Bowl. I mean, if you have the pieces. They have good weapons. They have a good defense. They have a great coach. They have a great defensive coordinator.
They just won 14 games playing for the one seed with Sam Darnold 2 years ago.
And won 9 games with McCarthy and Max.
They got the roster. They got the coaching. Stay tuned. Primetime's next. Humans Murray taking you through the entire night tonight in college basketball live betting. Wake up early with Dave and Jensen tomorrow. Good luck tonight.